Yeah, g'day. My name's Shane Reid. I'm working for Tennis Australia as their turf consultant, and at present I'm based in Darwin for the next 3 weeks to make sure the courts are up to standard for the Davis Cup starting on the 17th of July.
So tell us about the work that is being done to create a grass tennis court here in Darwin for the Davis Cup.
Yeah, well, it's been a huge job. Firstly, it was hashed in January that there was a potential for a Davis Cup tie in July. So, and Pat Rafter at the time was a captain, and he chose that we would play on grass. So, obviously, Darwin, perfect climate in July for a grass court event. So we visited here in July, and everything seemed to work. We had a nice space here. The Northern Territory Government were keen for the event. So then we started sourcing materials, and that was quite difficult in the wet season. But once we found all the materials, basically built the courts in late March. And then it's been every 2 weeks I've visited since then to maintain the courts.
Yeah, this court, this site, it's all been built from scratch, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. There was nothing here. It was just a nice lawned area. So we've bought in all the materials, and it has been built totally from scratch.
Where's the grass from?
The grass is actually from Brisbane, Caboolture. It took 5 days to get here in refrigerated trucks, and all the grass was individually, there was bits of ice put between the grass just to make sure it got here in reasonable health.
Could we have used a native Northern Territory grass?
We had discussions, and at the time, like I said before, Pat Rafter was captain, and he's had a good experience with this legend Cooch, so he was calling the shots, so we had to go with what Pat was requesting.
That is an instance. He's the man.
Yeah, well, he's the boss, so yeah, I'm very happy to follow his direction, and he's a good grass to work with. Also, TIO Stadium used the same grass, and they've had good results, so that was one of the other factors why we thought it would be suitable for up here.
And what makes a good grass tennis court?
It's a really good question. It needs to be a fast grass court. So basically when the ball hits, it doesn't stop and prop, slow up. So it needs to, you know, basically shoot through the way they like it and not bounce too high like a clay court, instance like that. You know, look, players like Leighton, and they like to hit the ball, you know, around hip height, where if you watch Rafa and those guys at the French, they're hitting the ball, you know, above their head. So we don't want it to be bouncing that high. So hopefully it's fast and it doesn't bounce too high. That's what we're after.
You're no stranger to this type of work. You've actually done jobs in Wimbledon. Tell us a yarn there.
Yeah, I was very fortunate to work over at Wimbledon. I worked over there in 2001, 2003 and 2004 over for the championships. So, yeah, some of the best times of my life, and obviously fantastic grass courts, great experience, and I'm enjoying and watching on the tennis at the moment.
How do you get into a job like this?
Well, I'm based in Albury Wodonga, and basically on the Murray River there's huge amounts of grass courts. I, like any young fella, finished school and didn't know what I was going to do, and the apprenticeship come up in curating. Did my apprenticeship, and yeah, it's been very, very good to me. I've been able to travel all over Australia and all over the world, so it's been fantastic.
And what drives your passion for turf?
I don't know, like, I guess you, with events like this, you know, like, this has actually never been done before. Like, obviously, there's been grass courts built all over the world, but the time frame, you know, 14 weeks, you know, from start to when they play, it's never been done. So I guess to be able to say you've done something like that, you know, it's really motivating, and, you know, to try and push yourself to work at the highest level under, you know, strict guidelines and time frames, I guess that keeps you motivated.
Well, all the best and good luck to the grass.
I really hope it goes well. Thank you very much.